Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. It is 18 minutes past 10. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. I'm with you till 12. And as I said before the break there, the theme for this year's Traveller Pride Week is actually embracing a modern traveller culture with creativity in our roots. That is the theme. It takes place this week nationally, with local and regional events taking place all this week. And to tell us all about it, I've Martin Beans Ward in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer.
I appreciate the suit jacket, especially today. I was just saying off air, I decided that we should all smarten up our act here and wear an L suit jacket because Mick Wallace, MEP, addressed the European Parliament in a tank top. And I said, well, we're on the national broadcast. We need to smarten up. And we have today. You walk through the door in a gorgeous suit jacket. Thank you very much for doing that.
Although I had different reasons. I had to get past security on the way in. So I had to dress like I worked here type of thing. You know, I actually got caught at that gate out there. You want to sort that out, like when a guest comes and they're waiting for 10 minutes at the gate.
Oh,
like,
it's a pain.
Yeah. And then some woman was walking out. And she's like, are you looking to go in? I was like, looking like I was about to rob the place. I was like, yeah. I said, please. And then she's like, just hits a button. And I felt like a pure dope.
Normally people just have to hop the gate.
Yeah, I haven't done that since I was 16.
Okay, well, you have to do that to get in here. But you're here now. Listen, tell us all about Traveller Pride Week.
It's deadly.
Yeah.
It's good crack. Yesterday, the Traveller Pride Awards took place at the Lighthouse Theatre there in Smithfield. It was fantastic. I just like to see people from the community, especially young people, getting education awards and, you know.
Yeah, so what kind of awards were they given?
Education awards, you said. I handed out the award for music and the arts to a guy called Wilsey Casey from Limerick. And then there was a Lifetime Achievement Award that was won by Mary Connors, I think her name is. And she's like put 40 plus years or something into activism and just working with the community in general. But it's like a day for recognition. That's the awards is just for recognition of work done and achievements. But the actual Pride Week, then that's kind of like a celebration of, say, culture, stories, music.
How long has that been going on? I mean, this is the first time I've heard of it. Has this gone on a long time?
This has gone on for, I'd say 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And needed?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, last month was Pride Month in general, and we all got behind that, you know. Well, the vast majority of us got behind that. And so this is kind of just another way of saying, like, you know, there's another community in Ireland
that should be celebrated.
Yeah, we should be celebrating.
And you went to Pride Week.
I did.
It was your first one. You said you were chaperoned by Brendan Courtney and bumped in to my producer Anita.
I did.
While you were there.
The gorgeous Anita Ward.
Yes.
And we're not related, by the way.
Well, we have a DNA test for you to do after the show. So how did you find Pride Week? Was it exciting? You said, oh, this is what it, you know,
it was
a Pride
fantastic.
Week should be like.
It was fantastic. And let me tell you, we've so much, outside of the LGBT community, we've so much to be proud of with Irish people in general, with Irish society, the show of support. Like, I think it was like 80,000 people or something was on the streets, you know. Like that's a huge show of support, and just to see all the flotillas going up the street, and like I was with the LGBT traveller groups, and we were more or less at the front of the parade, and this was my first ever parade to march in. Mm. Yeah, it was phenomenal just to see the support and. Just to see the support from all the other traveller allies that came out and marched with us, you know.
Can I ask you, what is it like to be a traveller in Ireland in 2022?
The same as it was in 2021, you know. It's getting better. Of course it's getting better, but it's getting better for everyone across society. And as society gets better in general, the little pockets of marginalised groups, that they tend to go forward as well. There's still things that happen, like there are elements of discrimination, especially around housing and things like that. But no, it's getting better.
It has been widely highlighted in various studies and statistics that Irish travellers continue to suffer more from suicide and mental health issues. So what do you think? You said it is getting better, but what do you think needs to happen to help this?
To help with suicide and mental health awareness.
The mental health awareness in the community, like, is a big issue.
It's a massive issue.
Yeah.
It's a massive issue. And actually, I always say this, you know, for years I've been talking about the issues that travellers face when it comes to mental health and suicide. But, you know, we're on the back end of COVID and lockdowns, and there's a serious rise in mental health, poor mental health issues in society.
Yeah, absolutely.
In society. So I think it needs to be an overall look on how we can destigmatize those conversations, because there are people in rural Ireland, for example, there are elderly people in rural Ireland who were already isolated, and then they lost access to their neighbours or being able to go more than 5K, you know, like that leaves a dent. And where are we? Have we checked in on those people? You know, I mean, like my generation, like we're grand, we move on and we almost forget about in a year or two, but the elderly, they're still forgotten about. Mm. You know, so there are conversations like that. And in regards to my community, it goes a little bit deeper, I suppose. I don't have the answers to it.
But that's why these events...
You know, that's a fairly professional kind of pursuit now to try and tackle something like that.
But let's talk about this event that you are... you know, celebrating the traveller community, obviously, and you're taking part in this Traveller Pride Week, which is so important. But, and mention that award ceremony that happened in the Lighthouse. I mean, it's lovely to hear. And stuff like that is so important for young Irish traveller men and women to see,
It's important for you guys also. Mm. It's important for you guys to know that this happens. And like,
the positive sides and the positive stories.
I mean, absolutely. Like in all fairness, you know, you all work with radio. You know, how many times have you, I suppose, played traveller music? You know, and there are new musicians within the community, but they don't have access to people who can get their songs played. Mm. So, of course, you're not going to hear about these songs unless it passes your desk or your producer ends up picking something up. You know, so...
Or my producer bumps into you at Pride on the street after a few scoops.
After a few scoopings, and there she was with her cheeky bottle in her hand.
Listen. I think she has one under the desk
and
there.
And she's doing the potato drop. You know, it's kind of like the slut drop, but it's like when you're drunk.
Come here, can I ask you, and speaking of Pride, do you think it's become more acceptable or easier for members of the travelling community to come out today? Is it easier?
Well, there's always... Look, when you're an LGBT traveller, you have to come out twice. So when you go to the LGBT community, you have to come out as being a traveller, you know. And then when you're coming out as being LGBT within the community, you have to come out as being, like in my case, being gay. But yeah, actually, that has gotten a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good to hear.
And a lot of travellers got behind the marriage referendum. Yeah. Actually, and I think what's happening is travellers are like the community in general. They know now that suicide is a massive issue. And rather than adding to somebody else's poor mental health, you know, if it means accepting your child for being gay or lesbian or whatever, you know, that versus burying them.
Yeah.
You know, like it's an easy choice.
Absolutely.
So it's something like that. You're kind of, you're forced to have this moment of introspection, you know. But like, look, that was Ireland 20, 30 years ago. Like it was illegal to be gay in the 1990s. That was nothing to do with travellers. That was good old Ireland.
Oh, good old Ireland. You know? Good old Ireland.
And here we are now, you know, big, huge parades and everyone's getting behind us.
We've come a long way.
Travellers are no different.
Absolutely. Now, I've been told that you have a project that you're doing that was inspired by your late grandmother. Is that right?
Yeah. So,
can you tell me about her, first of all? What was she like?
A beautiful woman.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually, so funny because she was... super religious. She used to go to Lourdes every year, Medjugorje, all those things, Knock. And when she'd go, she'd make sure she'd get us the holy water. And, you know, I always got the big bottle because I needed to be doused. So she used to come back and she'd have all these little bracelets and stuff. And then I remember just a few years ago, it was a Christmas, 2018, or was it 19? No, it was 2018. So 2018, we were sitting down and I just started to record with my phone and, you know, get her to sing some songs for my followers on Facebook and that. And she did a little prayer and she wished everyone well and keep away from them drugs and that drink, it'll do you no good and all that. And then the phone died and I was sitting down talking to her and she said, the conversation came up about me and relationships. And she said, are you ever going to settle down? Mm. And I was like... I don't know. And she's like, and have you got anyone in your life? And I said, Granny said, you know, I said that I like men. She just turned around. She said, as long as you love yourself, as much as you love the other person, because Jesus is going to love you regardless. Oh. And this is a woman, 88 years of age, super religious, born on the side of the road, proper as traditional traveller you can get. And if she can have that mindset of acceptance and love and empathy, there's no reason why this generation of travellers or the generation before that again can have the same, you know? So there's no excuses. Yeah, it was lovely. But anyway, she inspired this project. I ended up buying a camera. I was going to I need to start recording this. No, this is going to get a load of clicks on Facebook. No, I'm going to get... And then she went into hospital in 2019 and she died of double pneumonia 2 days before my birthday then in 2020, just as the pandemic was starting. Yeah. So that sparked an interest. Then I was like, I've no grandparents left, but you know what? There are plenty of travel elders out there and their stories are just as important. So
amazing stories.
Yeah. I'd say. So now the National Museum of Ireland have gotten behind it.
Oh,
yeah, I know. The big guns. Yeah. We're going to archive those stories and have them there for the next generation.
Beautiful. What an amazing project. And what else have you got coming up? Is it true you are dipping the toe into the old stand-up world? Is that what's happening?
Jennifer, are you actually serious? I've been doing stand-up for the last 16 years. Oh my God. Wow. Listen, if I knew it was going to be shade thrown, you know, it's like I would have brought my own sunglasses.
How long have
you been doing stand-up, Jennifer?
Well,
or
I've
do you just do TV
stand-up.
Comedy?
I've
is that what it is?
I've never done stand-up because I'm not brave enough to do stand-up.
Are you good at the old acting stuff now?
That's debatable and it depends who you're talking to. So you've been doing stand-up for 16 years?
Yes, I have.
I didn't bleed know. How am I to know? So you've been doing stand-up 16 years. To be fair,
I took a large chunk of time away from it. And I only came back in 2016. So I ran a bar in Manchester in the middle of this and then I went to college. And
exactly.
2016, then I came back and I started doing more comedy. And then I ran into issue where venues wouldn't allow me to book their rooms.
Okay.
And promoters weren't booking me on the circuit. So I had to go the long way around and start creating my own little circuit to get more stage time. And then in 2019, I had my first comedy tour, which was called the Go Me Fiend Tour, which was totally ad lib. It was 2 hours of improvisation with every crowd. So, and that show changed then, obviously, for every audience. But then I wrote a new tour called Queen of the Travellers, which is about me, the Queen of the Travellers. And COVID came and kicked me in the arse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when COVID happened and all the lockdown started, I needed to kind of diversify a bit. So I started doing my master's in journalism at UL.
Oh my God.
And I wrote my first play, which I'm actually touring with now. And I'm going to be touring with both a comedy show and a theatre show.
So you're flat out.
Yeah, flat out.
Flat out. And tell me about this play. Is it a woman? Are you in it? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's basically the returning home of a guy called Patrick, who was in self-exile for 10 years from his family. And he's returning home on the day of his grandfather's wake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a journey of what it's like coming back, you know, to the family, how he fits in. He's looking at all the traditional things that's happening around him. He's hearing stories from the past. And, you know, then something comes up like where he deals with one of his own demons about love lost. It deals with suicide. You'd never think I was a feckin' comedian at all, like with this interview.
Well,
like, this is probably the worst interview if I wanted to promote the comedy side, you know,
well,
between
I'm
suicide and stuff.
Well,
you know?
I think you're talking about some very important topics.
It is, there are a few dark jokes in it, by the way. So, yeah, I think it's important. I think it's part of the Irish psyche.
Yeah.
Even at funerals, we always find a way to crack a joke at some
point.
We do.
That's how we cope.
Yeah.
You're at the Galway Arts Festival. That's the next stand-up gig.
It is. First one in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, that's why, look, 3 years. You've been off the scene, bleeding 3 years. So if people want to see the play as well.
The next showing of the play is in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo.
Lovely.
On July 18th. That's totally free. It's funded by the Traveller Pride Committee. Department of Justice and Creative Ireland, and there's going to be a collection on the night for Northwest Stop, which is a suicide prevention organisation in the Northwest. And then if they want to catch my comedy, it's on the 23rd of July at the King's Head, and that's for the Galway International Arts Festival. I'll also be at Electric Picnic and All Together Now if anyone wants to come along to those.
Give us tickets.
Are you going here?
Give us tickets.
Gwave, Juju. Give you tickets. 2FM. How many tickets fly through this place? Would you stop?
None. Not one.
Oh, yeah, look.
I'll be jumping over that fence, let me tell you.
Ask the two Johnnies. They get all the tickets
nowadays.
They get
all the tickets. They are the gatekeepers of the tickets. Listen, I just want to thank you for coming in and speaking with us this morning. You're a comedian, you're a writer, podcaster.
Yeah.
Jesus, you never stop. And if people want to go.
I'm a traveller.
As well, Traveller Pride Week takes place. It's all over Facebook and online if people want to go and check out what's happening locally. And also, you can catch Martin in Galway. And is there a website? It is. It's the Galway Arts Festival. .ie. You can go get tickets there and go and check it out. Martin, thank you so much. Will you come back to us again?
I will indeed.
And tell a few jokes the next time you come in, yeah?
Oh, what? So you can rob them, put them on your next TV show?
Absolutely,
no, thank you.
Absolutely, that's what I do.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.